ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। एकादशोर रत्पुत्रम् अंकम द्रोप्य पांडवा अप्रच कथ्य वत्स मन्यते सदु यद्भवम्। एकादशोर रत्पुत्रम् अंकम रोग्य पांडवा प्रचकथ्यतम वत्स मन्यते सदु यद्भवम्। एकदाशुर रत्पुत्रम् अंकम द्रोप्य पांडवा प्रपचकथ्यतम वत्स मन्यते सदु यद्भवम्। एकादशोर रत्पुत्रम् अंकमारोप्य पांडवा प्रप्यचकथ्यतम वत्स मन्यते सदु यद्भवम्। मन्यते सदु यद्भवम्। रत्पुत्रम् अनकम् रोप्य पांडवा मन्यते सदु यद्भवम्। एकदाशुर रत्पुत्रम् अंधकामारोप्य पांडवाप्य कथ्यतम वत्स मन्यते सदु यद्भवम्। एकादशोर रत्पुत्रम् अंकम रोप्य पांडवा अप्रपच्छकथ्यतम वत्स मन्यते सदु यद्भवम्।
जस्ट स्पीक इन इंग्लिश। एकदा वंस अपॉन अ टाइम अशुररत द एम्परर ऑफ द अशुरस पुत्रम हिज सन अंकम ऑन द लैप आरोप्य प्लेसिंग पांडव ओ महाराज युधिष्ठिर पप्रच इंक्वायर कथ्यतम लेट इट बी टोल्ड वत्स माय डियर सन मन्यते कंसिडर्स साधु द बेस्ट Yet that which bhavam, your good self. The translation in purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. My dear King Yudhisthira, once upon a time, the king of the demons, Hiranyakashipu, took his son Prahlad on his lap and very affectionately inquired, My dear son, please let me know what you think is the best of all the subjects you have studied from your teachers. Please repeat. My dear King Yudhisthira, once upon a time, the king of the demons, Hiranyakashipu, took his son Prahlad on his lap and very affectionately inquired, "My dear son, please let me know what you think is the best of all the subjects that you have studied from your teachers." Hiranyakashipu did not ask his young son anything that would be very difficult for him to answer. Instead, he gave the boy a chance to speak plainly about whatever he thought might be the best. Prahlad Maharaj, of course, being a perfect devotee, knew everything and could say what the best part of life is. In the Vedas it is said, "Yasmin vigati sarvam evam vigatam bhavati." If one properly understands God, he can understand any subject matter very nicely. Sometimes we have to challenge big scientists and philosophers, but by the grace of Krishna, we emerge successful. It is impossible, practically speaking, for ordinary men to challenge scientists or philosophers concerning genuine knowledge. But a devotee can challenge them because the best of everything is known to a devotee by the grace of Krishna. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10.11, "Tesham ibandukam partam aham ajnana jantamaha nashyam mi atmabhavashto jnanadipina bhasvata." Krishna, who is situated in the core of everyone's heart as a super soul, dissipates all the ignorance from the heart of the devotee. As a special favor, he enlightens the devotee with all knowledge by putting before him the torch of light. Prahlad Maharaj therefore knew the best of knowledge, and when his father inquired from him, Prahlad gave him that knowledge. Prahlad Maharaj was able to solve the most difficult parts of problems because of his advanced Krishna consciousness. And he therefore replied as follows. Om Agyan Smirandasya Jananjanan Shalakaya Takshuram Ritandina Tasmaya Shri Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garatha Sivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, here he's pointing out that because Prahlad is a devotee of Krishna, he knows Krishna, he has affection for Krishna, he worships Krishna, he always remembers Krishna, then he's dependent on Krishna for everything. And he knows that Krishna is the source of everything. If we remember Krishna, it will always be successful. Prabhupada said, in any endeavor you do, if you remember Krishna, somehow or another it will come out successful. So Prahlad knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is his eternal servant. So he is constitutionally situated perfectly, so therefore knowledge is revealed automatically according to these shlokas here. Because he is constitutionally situated perfectly, then for him knowledge is natural, the truth is natural. And when you are confronted with truth, you cannot deny it. So this is the nature of Krishna consciousness. If you know Krishna, you know, it's understood you know everything, because Krishna is everything. Aham Savasya Prabhu, everything is coming from Krishna. When you know the source, it's understood you know the results of everything. It's like an example, if you have a magnet and you freely suspend it on a piece of string, The magnet will immediately point towards the north, wherever we are. There, I guess. The magnet will immediately point to north. And when you know where is north, immediately you know south, east, west. You don't have to make an experiment to understand where the other directions are, because you know that's north. So similarly, when you know Krishna, then that's it. You don't have to ask who is Krishna. You don't have to ask 33 crores of devatas who is Krishna. No, you know. So just like Akrura, on the way to Mathura, then Krishna and Balaram, they took their bath at Akrura Ghat. And then Akrura took his bath. So Krishna and Balaram took their bath. They were sitting on the chariot, and then Akrura, he went to the river to take his bath. When he got to the river, Jamuna, he saw Krishna and Balaram were in the water still taking their bath. He said, "That's funny. I thought they came out and they're sitting on the chariot." So again he went back to the chariot, and he saw Krishna and Balaram sitting on the chariot. Must have been dreaming. So again he went back to the river Jamuna to take bath. Again he saw Krishna and Balaram. This time Balaram became an Antishesha, and Krishna became Narayana, Vishnu. And he was laying on the bed of Ananda, and all the devatas were there, and all the great devotees were offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it was a very astonishing sight. Then it disappeared from his vision. So then he took his bath and offered many prayers to Krishna. And then came back to the chariot, and Krishna and Balaram were sitting on the chariot. So then Krishna was smiling, Krishna and Balaram were smiling at him. And they said, "Uncle Akrura, did you see something wonderful in the water or in the sky?" And Akrura said, "My Lord," he said, "when I see you, what do I not see? What else is there wonderful to see? When I see you, everything comes from you. So when seeing something wonderful is by seeing you, what wonderful thing have I not seen? Because you are everything." So this is the situation. When we know Krishna, it's understood that you're the knower of everything. Why? Because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that the purpose of the Vedas is to understand Krishna. I am the knower of the Vedanta, I am compiler of the Vedanta, and I am to be known through the Veda. So Krishna is that person who is to be known throughout the Veda on knowledge. So Krishna is the ultimate end of knowledge. So this is the glory of Krishna consciousness that Prabhupada came and he gave us Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Up until that time, practically Krishna was concealed and hidden by so many misunderstandings and speculations. But Prabhupada, he made Krishna an open secret to the world. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada quotes Ishvara Parama Krishna, that Krishna is the Supreme Controller. He is. His body is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. He is the cause of all causes, this verse. And Prabhupada, when in his poem to, or Vyasaputra offering to his spiritual master, he said, "Who would have known the import of this verse?" Although it's very direct. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satyatananda Vigraha Anari Rade Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. It's very, very direct. But who would have actually known that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Due to the contaminations of the age of Kali and the coverings, Krishna means so many things. Yes, okay, Krishna means dark, for one. Dark, unknown, therefore you do not know. Ishvara, yes, everybody knows Ishvara. Ultimate Ishvara is Brahman. So any name, you know, the the atheists, or the, not the atheists so much, but the Gyanis and the Mayavadis, the slokas are good, but they're all aiming at the absolute, the incomprehensible Lord who is beyond the material nature, who is but never coming to the point where Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead, and we are His eternal servant. So this is real understanding, real knowledge. And if you check any spiritual group, not many spiritual groups, but they're claiming to be spiritual, or religious groups, at least the best are the ones that are trying to get out of the material modes of nature to understand Brahman. And, Jai, if you want to die, Krishna, Radha, Rasbihari, Juki, Jai, Sikaram, Hanuman, Juki, Jai. Yeah, so many different groups, this group, that group. But if you trace them out, nobody brings you to the point of service to Krishna, that you are Krishna's servant. Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead, and you are supposed to be engaged in devotional service to Him. I was in Rishikesh some time ago, and thousands and thousands of ashrams there. Some very modern ones now, it's big multi-story buildings, they're really plush. But they all seem to be owned by different groups, this yoga group, this group, this group, this group. Some worshipping Devata, some worshipping this Ganesh, and some even doing bhajans, and some doing, but all hundreds and thousands of groups, all doing their own different types of practice. But the people, of course I couldn't speak to everyone, but the sample that I spoke to, they didn't come to the conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead and we are His servant. But rather they were coming to the conclusion that ultimately we're going to be the enjoyers, even if it's spiritual. We're going to understand Brahman. Brahman is supposed to be bliss. So let's enjoy unlimitedly Brahman. Whatever the group, Nirvana, it's the same thing. You examine any group, any kind of spiritual group, and you see that they all come to the understanding that my enjoyment, not Krishna's satisfaction, not Krishna's saving, but what I get from it. So Prabhupada came and he revealed, Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead. We are His eternal servants, and we should be engaged in His service. Then knowledge, true knowledge will come. So, so we see this idea of being the enjoyer. Hiranyakashipu, you don't get bigger enjoyer than Hiranyakashipu. He had the whole universe at his fingertips. The demigods were coming to pay him obeisance to him. You don't get bigger than that. But he couldn't give up this conception of being the controller and enjoyer. Of course he had a big, big boon, that practically he was the controller and he was the enjoyer. But it's there anyway. Yeah, Hiranyakashipu size, or, Jivatma size, tiny. But this conception of being the controller and enjoyer, see, what Prabhupada calls, it's the weakness of heart in this world. And it's bhava roga. This is the main disease of this material world. We are identifying as the controllers and enjoyers. And you see, even when we take the spiritual life, there's still that tendency to lean towards how we will actually enjoy spiritual life. And all the other groups are like that. Because they still have that desire to be the controller. I'll control and I'll enjoy this situation. So all these different groups and different yogic systems and everything, it's for this, to engage that propensity to think I'm the controller and enjoyer. Just like the Ashtanga yoga system. It's all control, control, control. Asanas, breath control, pranayama, controlling the airs in the body, controlling the everything like that. What's the result, the goal? For nirvana or ananda, some bliss. So control. Why? So I can enjoy it. So all these systems are like that. There's all some kind of control there. But what is the result? So I can enjoy it. So that's why there's so many systems, because we have this deep-rooted desire. Everybody has this. This is what keeps us bound up in the material world, in repetition of birth and death, is that desire to control, to be the enjoyer. So, therefore Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, he gives so many processes. Okay, you still have that desire, so here, follow this process, Ashtanga Yoga process, follow this process of Gyan, follow this process of meditation, follow this process of Varnashram. They're all controlling and enjoying process. Otherwise not necessary. Krishna could have written Bhagavad Gita and put one shloka there, two shlokas, manamana baba mandakto, sarvadanam parityaja, bas. No more Bhagavad Gita. What's the use of all the other systems and all the other processes, Krishna? Now, because we have that desire to be the controllers. No, it looks good, I got a system, I'll control the system. I want to control, and then I can enjoy it. But finally, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, you give up all that damn nonsense, controlling and business dharmas, and just surrender to me. Mom may come. Surrender to me alone. I will protect you, I will give you. So this is the conclusions. That they're all aiming at controlling with the idea of ultimately enjoying. So therefore all these different processes, Krishna's given all those different processes to suit our different mentalities. Everybody's of different mentality. So if you're Grihastha, then here, okay, here's your Varnashram system, here's your Karma Yoga. If you're a Jnani, okay, here's your renunciation, here's your knowledge. If you're Yogi, here's your practice, your Yoga practice. So Krishna's given all these different processes to cater for that, our desires to control and enjoy, and gradually become purified from that, and actually surrender to Krishna. So, so this is Krishna's kindness. So these processes, when they're used ultimately to understand Krishna, then they're okay, you use them for that purpose. When they're not used for that purpose, they're just used for, you know, liberation alone, or jnana alone, or material facility alone, then they're not, they're inauspicious. Just like when Nityananda Prabhu was taking Jiva Goswami on Navadip Dham Parikram. This is from the Navadip Dham Mahatmya of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And they go to Vidyanaga. Vidyanaga is a place where learning is coming from. Vidyanaga, not village of, or the town of learning. And in fact, all knowledge actually comes from there. When the Madhu and Ketipa, they stole the Vedas from Lord Brahma, then somehow or another the Vedas were rescued, the demons were killed by Krishna, and the Vedas were rescued by Matsya, because that was the time of the Pralaya, the half the universe was full of water, a great flood, and Matsya put the Vedas on his back, and he was swimming around in the flood waters. All of a sudden there was this gigantic lotus flower was floating on the devastation waters. That was Navadip Dham. Navadip is not destroyed even when the whole universe is destroyed. With partial devastation, the universe starts to fill up with water, then Navadip floats. It doesn't get affected by that. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, when this whole world, all these worlds are put into ruination, that part stays as it is. That is my eternal abode. So Bhagavad Gita is speaking of Navadip Dham. In that verse, he's speaking about Navadip. Vrindavan also doesn't get destroyed in the Pralaya. So then the Matsya, he deposits all the Vedas in Vidyanaga. So all the knowledge is there and it stems from there. And all the rishis who propagate knowledge throughout the universe, they also have a seat there. So Kapila is there with his Shankya system. There's Joymini, as you see there with Kama Mimamsa philosophy. There's Bhutam Kanada and all these different. Veda Vyasa is there with the Vedanta. All these different systems of philosophies, they spring from Navadvipa. And all the different teachers are there propounding these philosophies. So, Jiva Goswami, he asked Nityananda Prabhu, now we're in Vidyanagar, that how come these places like Naya and Jnana, which we hear about, are inauspicious when we read Acharyas? What Acharyas, they're always saying, Jnana, Karma, Jnana, Yoga, it's all useless, it's all inauspicious. Only Bhakti, pure Bhakti is the essence. So Jiva Goswami says, how come they have their place here? It is the place of learning, the seat of learning. So how come, you know, Naya and the logic and the process of knowledge, how come they have their seat here if they're inauspicious? And Nityananda Prabhu said, no. He said, they're never inauspicious when they're used properly. He said, the purpose of knowledge, the purpose of logic, the purpose of all these systems is simply to reveal the high position of bhakti. When they do that, when you use them for that purpose, then they're not inauspicious, they become very auspicious. So here in Navadvipa, everything is being utilized for to glorify bhakti. Bhakti is the goddess of Sri Navadvipa. So, yeah, so this is the point. Prahlad Maharaj, he has perfect knowledge because he knows that Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead. And therefore he's fearless. His father is the king of the demons. Very sweet here, Vatsalaras. He's very affectionate to Prahlad. He's put him on his lap. He's acting like so nice, loving father. But as soon as Prahlad says the wrong thing that he didn't want to hear, immediately, I want to kill my son in a moment. This is the nature of the Asuras. Very affectionate. What's the best thing you learned, Prahlad? Like a loving father. Well, Prahlad said, devotional service, of course. Devotional service, there's nothing else but devotional service. That is the truth. Hiranyakashipu becoming furious. Where did he learn this from? Later on he asked him, where did you get your information from, Prahlad? Where do you get it all from? He said, the same place you get your energy and shakti from. You're controlling the whole universe. Who gives you that power? I get my power from the same person. So, yeah, so this is real knowledge. Yeah, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ekya Krishna Shabda Britya, that Krishna, he is the only master and everyone else is his servant. Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. This is the conclusion we get from Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all others are. Oh, the example given in Brahma Smriti, you have one mini candle, mombatti. You have one lighted one, and then you light all the other mombattis, all the other candles. And they're all equal in candle power, because there's no difference. But there wasn't an original one that lighted all the others. So this is Krishna, the original Krishna. All the other manifestations and incarnations come from Krishna. And this form of Lord Nrisimhadev, Krishna's going to reveal to Prahlad and Lord and Hiranyakashipu and kill him in this wonderful form. Very dear form of Krishna. Advaita Machutam Anadi Manantarupam, unlimited forms. Ramadi Mukishu Kalami Nakishna. millions and millions of unlimited forms, but Lord Nrisingadev and Ramchandra, very, very dear to Krishna, of all the forms of the Lord, Krishna's favorite, Lord Ramachandra and Lord Nrisingadev. They're not like ordinary avatars. It appears they come just as Krishna directly comes on the 28th millennium in one day of Brahma, the original personality of Godhead comes, Krishna. Now what happens in all the other Dwapara Yugas in the day of Brahma? That's not the original personality of Godhead who comes. It's Krishna. Radha is there, Vrindavan is there, Jasoda is there, but they're married. And it's Shwakiras, not Parikiras. That original Krishna comes and shows us what is the actual feature of the original personality of Godhead. So this is the original feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Parikiras, Krishna, with Radha. And on the other different Dwapara Yugas, when the Lord appears, he does so through the agency of the Kiradakshaya Vishnu. So it's not actually the original person that Godhead. So when you read in like an encyclopedia, you look up Krishna, generally it says Krishna, incarnation of Vishnu. So actually that's right, because most of the time, most of the days he is coming through as an incarnation of Kiradakshaya Vishnu. All the incarnations usually come through Kiradakshaya Vishnu. That's why Brahma and the demigods, they go to the Kiradaka ocean and pray to the Lord, please come, and we're having a problem here. Yeah, but that original Krishna is coming. So that original Krishna is who appeared here 5,000 years ago, because this was the 28th millennium we're in right now. So very fortunate that we have now that opportunity to understand that original personality of Godhead. Otherwise, we lose. We have to wait for another day of Brahma. So then when Krishna comes and displays his most merciful feature of his original form, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu follows him and shows his most merciful form, that he is giving Braja Bhakti. He comes every Kali Yuga, he follows Krishna, but generally he gives Krishna Prema, but he doesn't give the Braja Prema. That the original personality of Godhead gives. And when Mahaprabhu follows him, then so he also makes this available. Therefore, Mahapadamai, Krishna Prema Vadayati Krishna. He's coming to give Raja Prema. And he's come to give freely and easily. So this is the munificence of the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's giving what no one else ever gave before. So this is the Braja Prema aspect of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this is what Prabhupada is revealing to us. So this is the original personality of Godhead. So once we know this original personality, or accept the original personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, then it's understood to know everything. Because he is beyond everything. Purushottam Yoga chapter in Bhagavad Gita. There are two classes of beings, the fallible and the infallible. The living entities, the conditioned living entities in this material world are fallible. They're bound up in this, and the living entities in the spiritual world are infallible, they're liberated. So two classes of Brahman, the fallible and the infallible, the conditioned and the liberated. That's okay. But then Krishna says, then I enter also into this material world as the super soul to control everything as a super soul. Then you get the third Brahman. So the Mayavada is very difficult to understand this shloka, this chapter, because you get two Brahmans. You get liberated Brahman and the conditioned Brahman. And then you get the Parabrahman, or the Super Soul. So it's too much duality is being created here for the Mayavadis. So that they're already defeated by that. But then again, Krishna says, because I am even beyond, I'm beyond the conditioned Brahman, I'm beyond the liberated Brahman, I'm even beyond the Parabrahman, and I'm beyond all the different incarnations of the Lord. Therefore, I'm celebrated as Purushottam. Krishna very much likes that name, Purushottam. Very proud. I am Purushottam. Because he is Purushottam, he is nobody greater than Krishna. So in those shlokas, he shows how that he is beyond even all the different incarnations of Godhead. So this is the Krishna that we're being taught by Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is being made available. Anyway, so Lord Nrsingadev is a very, very dear form of Krishna. This is Lord Ramachandra and Lord Nrsingadev. Prabhupada said here in Bombay, actually, I don't know if you people of Bombay know this, but I think he told, I think maybe Tama Krishna, but he said, Lord Ramchandra can play the flute. He said, he's the same as Krishna. He can play the flute also. He said, but he doesn't. He leaves it to Krishna. But he is exactly like Krishna. Ramchandra ki jai. So, that's what I say. Yeah, so therefore Hiranyakashipu is asking what is the best of knowledge? And Prahlada gave him that knowledge. The knowledge solves all problems when we know Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead. And service to Krishna. So Prahlada Maharaj, he answered this question. Of what's the best thing? The best thing I learned is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Vandanam, Padasevanam, Dasri, Pujana, Shakijana, Atmani Veda. These are the best things I've learned. These nine processes of bhakti. This is the best thing I've learned at school. So, this is what we see. Srila Prabhupada revealed his devotional service to us. And as I said, no one is speaking about devotional service. No one wants to be servant. Everybody wants to be God, so nobody speaks so much about servant. But Prabhupada revealed this aspect of Krishna consciousness, that we are the Nitya Krishna Das. We are the eternal servants of Krishna. And we should be engaged in Krishna service. So this is Prabhupada's speciality. He revealed Krishna to us and he gave service to us. Sambandha Abhideya. In day one, this is... I got this example the other day. Sambandha, Krishna, understanding Krishna as the Supreme Person of Godhead, making that connection, relationship. Prabhupada says it in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is chanting that, Bahunam Jamananti, after thousands and thousands of births of being a jnani, searching for truth. One comes to the understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. At that time he surrenders to Krishna. That took him thousands and thousands of births. So Prabhupada said, now I'm telling you that Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead and you should surrender to his lotus feet. And Prabhupada said, if you hear me and you surrender to Krishna, he said, immediately you skip thousands and thousands and thousands of births, because you come to the conclusion of thousands and thousands of births, which was to surrender to Krishna. So this is the value of a moment's association with a sadhu. You just hear something, you can skip thousands and thousands of births and come to that position that it took the jnani thousands and thousands of births. You come by the association with the devotee, you come skip over in one day. So this was Prabhupada's speciality, that He gave a service. Whenever I saw Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur, the visitors would come to see him, but he wasn't just, you know, Swamiji, we want your blessing, okay, take my ashirvad. Prabhupada, he would always find out who they were, where they lived, what did they do, what kind of work did they do. And then he would try to get them to continue whatever work they had in helping Krishna consciousness. Somehow or another. So he would always get them engaged in, he wasn't just ashirvad and sambandha, he wanted the abhita, he wanted the pros, give them, get them established in the process of devotional service. So he was, in my observation, the Prabhupada always did this with the guests. He just wouldn't let them go, you know, get my blessing of a sudden and go, no. Get them contacted and do some savour for ISKCON, because we are the eternal servants of Krishna. So, but who is telling us these things? We are the children of God, we are the eternal sons of God, but who is telling us? Even mother and father, they don't tell us. College, university, they don't tell us. The scientists and politicians, nobody's telling us we're the eternal servant of Krishna. None of our teachers practice. But then Prabhupada came. I got a message from your father. He loves you. He wants you to come back home, back to Godhead. Here, take this message. Devotional service. Chant Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita. The saviour. So this is Prabhupada's saving grace. He gave us saviour. So this is why this movement is spreading so rapidly, because we're engaging everyone in Krishna's seva. You come to an ISKCON temple, and the first thing the devotee comes and talks to you, the first thing he says, you know you're not that body? I didn't know that. You know Krishna's the Supreme Person of God? No, I didn't know that. You know he's eternal servant? No, I didn't know that. So you get your sambandha, immediately you walk into an ISKCON temple. And then the devotee says, you want to help us clean some pots or something? And, you know, we're going to go out on Sankirtan, you want to carry some books or something like that? Okay. Yeah, that's your abhideya. Yeah. Well, it takes millions and millions of births. You get one day, you come in ISKCON, you get some bandha and abhideya. You get your relationship with Krishna and you get savored with Krishna in one day. Whereas otherwise, this all takes millions of births. So this is the greatness of Srila Prabhupada, and the greatness of the devotees. Prahlad Maharaj is famous for his always meditation and remembering Krishna. And always he was saved by Krishna, because he always understood that he is the servant of Krishna, Krishna is his master. So everything was always perfect. He's an ideal example, Prahlad Maharaj. Nobody can escape the dangers that Prahlad had. Prahlad did, because he had Krishna's favour with him. So that's our position. We understand our relationship with Krishna through the parampara. And then, like Prahlad Maharaj, what fear do we have? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would often give this example. That you have this Vamanadeva, Trivikram, he's this little kid, he's only 5 years old, 4 or 5 years old, whatever. Anyway, he just sticks his toe through the universe. It's a very uncommon pastime. Who can do that? But Lord Vamana can do that. He's just a small boy. But he can do that. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that. Look who is behind you. This is our parampara. We're coming from Krishna. Krishna is our Lord. This is what your Lord can do as a little boy. What can he not do? So you don't be fearful, and then you just go out and be fearless in your Krishna consciousness. Look who you have behind you. Actually, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had that same experience. He writes in his biography, he was in at the joke pit at Mayapur Dham, and he saw Panchatattva coming from the eastern side, eastern direction, with Harinam Prema Samkirtan. All the devotees were there. Six Goswamis were there, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaurakishore Das Babaji. This was all after their disappearance, but they all came in there, Harinam Sankirtan. And they said to him, now you should give up your vrata, because he was performing really austerities there, living like an avadut, long hair, jat, khichri, one time a day, eating khichri like a cow, one time down, when you come back, you don't go eat again. Very, very great austerities. And, but anyway, they all the Panchatattva and all the devotees came and they said, now you should give up your austerities. You go out and preach fearlessly. Don't worry for anything, we're all behind you. Whenever you need money, we will supply it. Whenever you need manpower, we will supply it. As you need, we will supply it. You don't worry for anything, you go out and fearlessly preach the message of Krishna consciousness. We're all behind you. So that's where we are, that we're in this, we're in the hands of Krishna and the whole parampara all the way back. And that's our business. Simply go out and preaching Krishna consciousness, spreading Krishna consciousness, fearlessly, like Prahlad Maharaj. So this is the success of Krishna consciousness, because we're going out very fearlessly and we're preaching very boldly, presenting Krishna as the Supreme Person, and everything is being revealed. I was hearing yesterday a conversation with devotees, and they were talking, you know, crores, rupees, crores, dollars, brother. You know, just a few years ago we were scratching around here in a little tin shed with Radharas Bihari. Mayapur Dham, we was in the middle of rice fields trying to... You see how Krishna's supplying so much facilities, so many devotees are here, all behind you. When you need manpower, we will give. So the more you expand, the more Krishna will spend, give. The more money you need, the more expansion is there, then Krishna will spend. So we see it quite practically here. In Bombay, look at the affluence. From the humble beginning you had. In Mayapur, the same thing. So why we should fear when we have Krishna, Mahaprabhu, the whole parampara behind us? So this is the glory of Seva. And the glory of Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON. Sambandha and Abhidhar, day one, you enter the ISKCON temple. Srila Prabhupada, the key. Srila Radharas Bihari, two key. Srila Sitaram, key. Hanuman, key. Sikonitai, key. Shamaveda Bhaktivinoda, key. Nitai Gopremanandi. Hari Hari Bol. Thank you. Hare Krishna.